And that citation reads, on behalf of the residents of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, I'm pleased to confer upon you this governor's citation in recognition of the 100th anniversary of the American Radio Relay League's New England Division Convention, held this year in Marlborough, and in deep gratitude to the approximately 13,000 amateur radio operators in the Commonwealth who dedicate their time, knowledge, and equipment to assist their communities. Northeast Ham Exposition Program Chair Skip Youngberg, K1NKR, reports the New England Division conventions have been held for 100 years, although there haven't been 100 years annual conventions. New England's first ARRL-sponsored division convention was held in Springfield, Massachusetts on March 28th and 29th in 1924. Division's conventions moved to Massachusetts in 1925, Providence, Rhode Island in 1926, Hartford, Connecticut in 1927, and Boston, Massachusetts in 1928. Throughout the 20s and 30s, Boston-based Massachusetts state conventions were typically held in combination with the Boston Ham Fest. Division and state section conventions filled the average ham's social calendar from the 1920s to the 1960s. The U.S. National Science Foundation National Radio Astronomy Observatory, NSF-NRAO, and its administrator, Associated Universities Incorporated, AUI, have created SuperCanova, an online educational platform that provides inclusive, equitable access to radio technology learning and training. Our goal is to broaden participation in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, by offering no-cost training and education in skills that help prepare learners for STEM careers, said Valerie Bogan, NSF-NRAO SuperCanova Program Manager. The SuperCanova website has a wealth of free educational resources for teachers and learners of all ages. Topics include history of radio astronomy, the physics of radio technology, and even cube satellites. With a grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC, learners can now enroll in two self-paced courses to learn the fundamentals of radio communications. This is a great opportunity to share amateur radio with a new generation of potential ham radio enthusiasts, said Project Instructor Jesse Alexander, WB2IFS. Lindale Von Schill, director of the NSF-NRAO Director of Diversity Inclusion, notes that many organizations have come together to make these resources possible.